Okay, our friends. So today's story is we're getting to the very end here of autumn, right? Next month, winter starts, right?
December.
Mm-hmm. And because of that, we must be very, very careful about wildlife around us. The bears are going to start wanting to go to sleep. They're going to start the hibernation process. So they're going to eat as much as they can right now. Fun wildlife fact. So let's talk about what do all the other animals do, shall we? So today's story is called Got to Get to Bears. And it's by Brian Lies. And it's read today by Mommy. And
Hof.
Well, friends, you never know who it's going to be. And it's Hof. Here we go. When Izzy read the note, she knew she had to go. She didn't like the look of the sky, but Bear never asked for anything. So Izzy knew it had to be important. As she started out, flakes began to flutter down. Who is Izzy in this picture?
Little chipmunk.
A little chipmunk, yeah. She's a cute little chipmunk. The snow piled deeper and deeper and deeper. And soon, she couldn't go any farther. And we can see that she is up to her elbows in it. Hey, Scritch said. Where are you headed?
I'm trying to get to Bear's place,
Izzy said.
She's asked me to come as soon as I could, but I don't think I can make it.
Scritch nodded. It looks a little deep, but you know how it is. If Bear asks you, you gotta go. And jump on my back. We'll be there in a jiff. The treetop road is the way. And who is Scritch?
Like a little, he's a squirrel.
He's a gray squirrel, isn't he? Yeah. And so the two went on together. And you can see the snow is really coming down on them, isn't it? Until they couldn't anymore. Oh my goodness, they almost fell. Bingle landed nearby laughing.
Slippery, isn't it? Where are you going?
We're trying to get to Bears, Scritch said. She asked Dizzy to come.
Bingle nodded.
Yeah, you don't say no to Bear. But Skyway is better than battling branches. Hop aboard, I'll get you there.
What kind of animal is Bingle?
A duck.
A duck. What's Bingle doing still here? He should have migrated. Yeah. As they went, the sky darkened. The wind grew wild, and snow stung their faces like tiny bees.
Can't see,
Bingle screeched.
Can't see.
They came to a sudden stop.
Maybe walking is better,
Bingle suggested.
Maybe so, Scritch said.
Good idea,
Izzy said. But now remember, this whole thing started out with Izzy trying to walk, right? Mm. It was too cold for her, too deep. Mm. It was slow going. Snaffy caught up with them.
Hey there, everybody, she called. I've been following your trail. Having trouble?
What is Snaffy?
A raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to get to Bears,
Izzy explained. Bingle added,
but trees are bad, highway is bad, skyway is bad, and snow's too deep to waddle.
Snaffy smiled.
Bear isn't far from where I'm going. Let me give you a ride.
Okay. As Snappy tried to jump over the snow, they sang to keep their spirits up. No matter how steep or tough the climb, a friend is worth it every time.
Jumping's too hard, Snappy panted. I'm just going to plow my way under the snow. Bingle, you steer.
It worked for a while, but the snow deepened. Scritch had to call out directions. And then it was just Izzy above the surface, pointing the way. Oh my goodness, that's very deep snow, isn't it? Mm-hmm. At last, the glow of Bear's place shone through the dark.
We made it! Izzy cried. I hope we're not too late.
My feathers are frozen,
Bingle said. Izzy knocked on Bear's door with her tiny knuckles. Bear opened the door with the saddest look spread across her face.
Oh, it's you, Izzy,
Bear sighed.
What are you doing here?
But you sent me that note,
Izzy said, puzzled.
You asked for me.
Yes, but I didn't think you'd make it. With this snow, look how deep it is.
Am I too late to help?
Izzy asked.
Oh, the storm ruined everything.
Bear shook her head.
You'd better come in and warm up. It's too bad. I wanted Scritch, Bingle, and Snappy here too.
But they are here,
Izzy exclaimed.
I'm standing on them.
What? You can't tell in the picture because of all the snow. As you just see tiny little Izzy at the very tip top. All the rest of them are there. Bear stepped aside as they tumbled into the warmth of her den. She pushed the door shut.
So what's wrong? How can we help? Izzy asked.
Bear cleared her throat.
Well, it's not that something's wrong.
A smile crept into the corners of her mouth. She started to chuckle.
We have something to say to you.
Izzy was confused.
To me?
Her brow wrinkled.
Bear nodded.
We wanted to say, happy birthday!
How funny.
How did you know it was my birthday?
Izzy asked. We're your friends, they laughed. We knew! They ate cake and told stories all through the long night as the storm raged outside. And in the morning, as Bear helped everyone back home again, they all sang,
no matter how steep or tough the climb, a friend is worth it every time.
And how true. How very true. I guess when the bears should be hibernating, all the other animals should maybe be going over to their house to have some cake. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
What a fun story. I like it. And I also like you. And that is
the end.
The end.